more than two.
Right. Yes, sir. That wheel horse there. And that on the left, that's the one you mostly ride, you know, and drive, and guide the other two's in front. You have two to the wheel, and then two out in the lead, hitched on the end of the tongue in front of them. That's a four-horse team.
That's be more than two.
Yes, right, right, yes, sir. And this one on the left is mostly the one that you know you. And you at the animal mind, you guide the wagon, you know, wheel horse. Yes.
Did you ever stack hay up outside for the animals?
Many times.
Now what's that?
Shocks of hay. Hay shocks.
Did you ever build anything up on kind of rack and so the animals could get under?
Yes, that's right. We've called that a pen, a hay rack. We call that a hay rack. Yes, sir, that's right.
I see. And after you planted clover or grass, and then you can go back over it a second time, get a second harvest.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yes,
what do you call that second?
Well, it said it's second harvesting of that crop, you know, the second crop.
Did they ever call it a aftermath or?
Well, they might have this late years. Mm-hmm. We just used to know we'd call it back there then.
Second
crop, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. A second cutting or something like that.
And when you grew cotton, and you want to get the weeds out with a hoe, what did you call that?
Chopping cotton, that's right, yes, we call it chopping cotton.
What kind of weeds did you have?
Well, different kinds. Some folks would call it rag weeds, we did, you know, and then kookaburras and morning glories and all such as that.
When it came time after the harvest to take a certain amount of corn into the mill, what would you describe that? You want to take some corn in just enough for the family?
Oh yes, sir, man, I've done a minute of that. Yes, sir, we take it. We go in, you know, put it in the barn, of course, when we get it, and then we would go to the crib and we'd shuck it, get the shucks off of it, and we was lucky to have a corn sheller back there in some of them olden time. We put in that corn shell or put that ear corn down and then had it turn and it had the forks on it, you know, that at their wheel would cut that shell, that corn off of that cob, and that cob would drop out. Yeah, so we'd shell us a sack, a barrel of corn, and then put it in the wagon and go to the mill, grist mill they call it. And they would run them, or put in the mill. They would measure it up in some kind of container, and they would grind it for a percentage of it. Yes, probably the fifth of it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's right. And that's what we had to pay, the fifth of it, for them grind it up in mill. Mm-hmm. Yes, and they grind it up and put it back in the sack or barrel, and then we take off home. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call that amount a turn?
Yeah, oh yes, sir, that's right. You can turn a cone to the mill.
And about how much would the turn be?
Well, I tell you what, now we when we call it a turn, oh, here's something like a bushel. Oh, sometime a half a bushel and a sack. That's where we ride horseback a lot of time when the family was small.
I see.
Yes, that's a turn a cone. In a sack or something like that. Something like a bushel or half a bushel or something.
Pretty
like
easy to carry then.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's right.
And the barrel that you'd have, or how did you keep the meal, the flour? Did you keep it in a barrel or did you keep it in a sack?
Well, I tell you what, the most time, after I grew up and our family was large, my daddy, you know, keep from going to mill so regular. He'd keep it in a barrel. Yes, sir, and take the head out and, of course, nail some strips across the wood, hit it, they stay together and, you know, put it on, keep it over top of the flour barrel, you know. A flour barrel, you know, that's what he used for a meal barrel.